red light emergency you wanted to see me about.
Sit down, Stu.
Oh, it's one of those. Alright. What did you do to me, Fluke?
I didn't do anything, yet. Look, I've got to talk to you.
So go ahead already. Go on.
Well, I don't know quite how to tell you.
Then why the hell am I sitting down? Come on, Fluke, I got homework to do.
Well, that's kind of what I wanted to talk to you about.
What, you want to do my homework for me?
No, I want to do my homework.
If you don't start making sense in 3 seconds, I'm going to kick your butt so high above your head you're going to have to sneeze and take a crap. Now, what do you want?
Boy, after that yelling sample, I'm not sure I want to tell you.
Fluke!
All right, here goes. You know that I'm graduating from high school in June.
Yes, I know.
Okay, and I'll be going to UCLA.
Unfortunately, yes.
It was already unfortunate 2 years ago when you started there.
Fluke, I swear, I'm gonna
Just a joke. Anyway, I wanted to move out of my house after I graduate, and I was wondering
If I'll help you find a place to stay? Sure, if it means getting you as far away from here as possible.
No, I've already found a place to stay in.
Great, where is it?
We're sitting in it.
Here? Here? You want to stay here? Oh, no. No way, buddy. No way.
Stu. What? Will you listen to me for a minute? Look, you've got a two-bedroom apartment.
55 seconds.
Your other bedroom is just sitting there going to waste.
It is not. That's where Funphone is.
That's what I said. It's just going to waste.
30 seconds.
Seriously, Stu. I need a place to stay, and I've been thinking it over.
10 seconds.
This place is perfect. I'll pay half the rent.
Fluke, don't you know that the surest way to lose a friend is to invite him to come and live with you?
But it's different with us. We hate each other.
Well, you got a point there.
Stu, look. Just to see if it'll work out, how about letting me stay with you for the weekend? If we get along, then I can move in during the summer. What do you say? Is it a deal?
Well, I don't know.
Come on, okay. Stu. What do you say?
Well, all right, stop kissing my foot, Fluke. Okay, we'll try it for 2 days. But if it doesn't work out, then as far as you moving in this summer, the answer is no.
Aw, don't worry, Stu. That'll never happen. Think of the advantages. We can carpool to school.
Wonderful.
We can share the phone bill.
Great.
And we can dump all that schlocky equipment of yours and use all the great equipment I run Fluke with.
Gee, with offers like that, how can I refuse? Can I come in? Why? Do you want to live here, too?
Live here? What are you talking about?
Meet my new boarder, Jeffy.
I still don't understand.
It's simple, Jeffy. As soon as I graduate from high school, I'm going to move in here with Stu.
You're graduating?
Listen, you.
Yeah, I think he's graduating. Isn't that just Marvy?
Now this I've got to see. Haven't you two heard that the surest way to lose a friend is to invite him to come and live with you?
Sure, but we hate each other, so what's the problem?
Oh, come on. Are you guys serious?
Yeah, I really hate him.
No. Are you two seriously considering mating with each other?
Hey, that's real mating, not mating, you pervert.
You know what I mean.
Well, according to Fluke, he's going to try living here through this weekend. If we get along, I've got another pet come this summer.
Very funny, Stu.
Well, for one thing, I don't see how this place is going to be quiet this weekend. You two will get into arguments about the stupidest things.
Oh, come on, Jeffy. Only kids get into arguments.
Like I said.
Look, I'll bet you that we get along great this weekend.
You really want to bet?
Yeah. How much you want to bet him, Stu?
Me? Look, Fluke, I don't want to bet.
I'll bet you $20. Of course, I'll get half if he wins.
$20, you're on. Sunday evening at 6 p.m., if you two guys aren't super pissed at each other, I'll give you $20. If you guys are mad at each other, you owe me $20.
Right.
By the way, I'll be checking in from time to time to see how things are progressing, okay?
You got a deal, Jeffy.
Why me? Why me?
With a face like that, should there be any doubt?
I'm sitting on top of the world.
Stu, it's 1:30 in the morning. What the hell are you doing?
I'm making a Funphone tape.
I thought you canceled music depreciation last year.
I did.
Then why the hell are you playing that piece of shit?
Piece of shit? You happen to be listening to Al Jolson, the world's greatest entertainer.
Well, at 1:30 in the morning, he sure sounds like shit.
Sorry, Fluke, I'm not turning it off until I finish the filler tape.
God damn it, Stu! I have to be at work at 7:30 in the morning.
That's your own fault. Nobody told you to get an early job, and nobody told you to move in here with me.
Turn it off!
No!
Hi, guys. Just thought I'd check in to see how everything was going.
Jeffy, what the hell are you doing here at this hour?
I was driving around and I saw a light on. You guys okay?
Sure. We're buddy buddies, right, Fluke?
Sure. I was just telling Stu how nice that piece of music he's playing is. Stu, how nice that piece of music you're playing is.
Gee, Fluke, I thought you hated 1940s music.
I do. Except for Al Jolson.
That's Jolson.
Whatever.
Boy, I hate that kind of music. Oh, well, I'll see you guys in the morning.
Good night,
Jeffy!
Now. Will you turn that frickin' music off so I can get some sleep?
For the last time, no!
Stu, so help me God.
Sorry, guys, I forgot my jacket. Here it is. God, do I hate that music.
Oh, Jeffy, I think that music is quite pleasant.
Well, to each his own. Bye.
Turn it off!
No, I'm not gonna turn it off!
Turn it off!
I gotta finish this filler tape!
Listen,
I'm not gonna turn it off!
I'm rolling along, rolling along.
Good morning, Fluke! La 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 la.
Good morning, he says. Ha!
All I need is 8 hours sleep and I feel great. I smell clean. Woo! I smell clean.
That's
woo!
A matter of opinion. Clean. Listen, how about me? It's 10 o'clock, I overslept, and I'll probably be fired.
Now, fuck, Fluke, I'm gonna eat my usual cherry Pop-Tart, and then I'm going to the post office to pick up my mail. La 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 la. Scooby-Doo. La 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 la. La la bup bup bup. Now, where is it? Where'd it go?
What are you looking for?
That one last cherry Pop-Tart that I had. I was saving it for this morning.
Oh, is a Pop-Tart one of those things with bread on the outside and fruit filling on the inside?
Yeah, do you know where it is?
Yeah, I do.
Well, good, where is it?
Inside my stomach. I had it for breakfast.
You ate my one last delicious, fragrant, mouth-watering Kellogg's Pop-Tart? The one that I was saving for this morning?
I kind of did, actually. I didn't see a note on it marked reserve for you or anything.
Look, I was counting on eating that Pop-Tart and you ruined it for me! Who the hell do you think you are going into the kitchen and helping yourself to food without asking first?
Really, Stu? If I'm gonna live with you, then half of everything in this place should be mine.
Then you should have only eaten half of it!
Hello again, it's me!
Dummy up, it's Jeffy. Hi, Jeffy!
How are you guys doing?
Fine, right, pal?
Right.
This is amazing.
This is
amazing! You actually made it through one night! Another day and a half and I'll be out $20, Hatch, right?
He's been really nice. He even let me eat his last cherry Pop-Tart this morning.
His last cherry Pop-Tart? Stu, you love those things. How come you let Fluke eat your last one?
Oh, what are friends for?
I can't believe this. Well, I'll check in again tomorrow. Bye.
That's goodbye, ass breath.
Good, that'll give me 24 hours to beat the shit out of you!
Is that so? I'd like to see you try.
Then open up your eyes and watch!
Oh, yeah!
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 Well, this is it, Fluke. It's almost 6 o'clock.
Jeffy should be here any minute. It's time to collect our dough.
I've been thinking, Fluke. You know, we really don't belong under the same roof.
You're right, Stu. I guess... Listen, you. I guess I won't be moving in after all. It was nice try, though.
Yeah, I guess so.
Can you imagine two joke line runners living in the same house? We could combine both of our joke lines into one. We could call it Fluke Phone.
Yeah, but... We call it Fun Fluke.
Why should we call it that?
Well, for two reasons. One, because it'd be in my house, and two, my line is better than yours.
That's no reason. Besides, that isn't even a true statement.
What do you mean?
Everyone knows Fluke is better than Fun Phone.
Everyone except all your callers.
Is that so?
Yeah, that's so!
Hi, guys, what's new?
Screw yourself, Jeffy!
What?
Listen, turd lips! You think Fluke is better than Fun Phone?
Without a doubt, shitface!
The only way someone could enjoy listening to Fluke is if they were deaf!
Your line isn't even good enough for general telephone!
Is that so?
Yeah, that's so.
Well, I see that I won the bet. I'll be back to collect my $20 tomorrow.
Get your ass out of here, Jeffy! Listen, you Fluke puke. If you make fun of my line one more time, I'll thrash you!
You make fun of it every time you make a recording.
Fluke, I'll give you 5 minutes to get your things back and get out of here!
Don't you threaten me. I'll leave when I'm good and ready.
Hello, boys. Fluke, I've brought back the results from your blood test you took on Friday.
Screw yourself, Doctor!
All right, I will. But first, I think you ought to know, Fluke, that you have contracted the measles. You'll have to stay in this apartment under quarantine for 7 days. I just thought I'd let you know. Bye.
That's goodbye, ass breath!
Who gives a shit? I'm glad you got the measles. Maybe it'll improve your face. Listen, you...
Quarantine!
For seven days!
You mean I've got to stay here for another 7 days?
Oh, no, it can't be
drowned!
And we lost the bet, too. Jeffy saw us arguing. That means you owe him $20.
Whoa, what do you mean I owe him $20? We both made the bet, remember?
No, Stu, I told Jeffy that you were making the bet. You want to be a welcher?
I'd rather be a welcher than a fluke puke, especially one with measles. If you think that I'm going to pay Jeffy all that $20, you are nuts!
You made the bet.
You're going to pay for half of it.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Well, we got 7 days to argue about it.
I'm not paying.
Oh, yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Not a
yes,
chance.
You are.
No way.
Not paying.
Not a chance.
Fish.